now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
On the show this week, we talk to the author of a new book on space age bachelor pad music. The book is called Soundscape. We bring you the story of a once glamorous Playboy club that has, well, let's just say, somehow gone down in value. And an interesting concept, would you picnic in a cemetery? Turns out we really liked to do that a lot years ago. More on that shortly. Right now, from the new album Booze, Babes and Bongos, Joey Altruder on the Cocktail Nation.
To ultraswank.net.
Love me or leave me, or let me be lonely. You won't believe me, and I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. The right time for kissing, But nighttime is my time for just reminiscing, regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you. I intend to be independently blue. I want your love, but I don't want to borrow. To have it today and to give back tomorrow. For my love is your love, there's no love for nobody else.
Cocktail Nation, Lynn Stanley, Love Me or Leave Me. It's Coop Cooper, Lounge Lotharia. Now, there is a new book on Bachelor Pad music. It is called Soundscape. Author James Spencer joins me. Congratulations on another great book and one that was really needed,
well,
I think.
Thank you so much, Coop. And, you know, that was my main decision many years ago. Is I realized as a musicologist myself, there's not that much written material on mid-century lounge music. There's very little. And, you know, I can literally count them on my hand, and I'm going, you know, someone needs to do a basic encyclopedia-type reference book where, you know, people can just look up an artist, get a suggested album, or if they don't know, if they're new to the genre and they're just coming into the lounge, they can start learning the artist quickly. So I had this idea many years ago back in my mind to do sort of a trilogy, which now I've completed. I was going to do one on the vocalist, which was the Jewels of Jazz, and kind of focus on mid-century vocals. And then the second one was going to be the Cocktail Piano, which I just, you know, I completed. And then this one, I'm kind of like, well, you know, what do people tend to go to? And I realized that, you know, it's a relative term, but when we say bachelor pad music, that includes space age, that includes exotica, that includes easy listening, you know. And I'm like, so what I did in this book is kind of picked a little bit of everything. And obviously I can't cover every single artist. I think it gives really good, well-rounded view of, like, if someone's saying, okay, like, I'm looking for orchestral albums from mid-century, and maybe some people know Jackie Gleason, but maybe they're not familiar with Paul Weston or Ray Anthony or, you know, Stanley Black or whoever. So I think, you know, there's a good variety there, as well as I really did a lot of research on my own to find things that I wasn't familiar with, but I was interested in. Like, for example, I'm a harpsichordist, and that's something I've always been passionate about too. So I'm like, huh, I wonder if there's some easy listening albums with harpsichord. And then I'm like, oh wow, I came across this, you know, 101 Strings album with harpsichord, and I found this guy named Jonathan Knight who kind of recorded sort of like Jackie Gleason strings with harpsichord. And I go, wow, I didn't know about that. Now I have a new artist that I can listen to. And what I was trying to do too is kind of like, okay, what's available? So, like, you know, like, so if I'm going to build up my collection, what's on iTunes? What can people get to really expand their listening library? And then, so my goal is, I think these books are, you know, they're 9x10, so they're nice little paperback books that you can keep on your coffee table or whatever and just and use as reference. And there's some, you know, it's been really cool. Like, I've gotten some calls from a couple of universities. Like, USC has a music, musicology department where they do lounge music. And they talk about this. I'm like, oh, we're going to, you know, add this book to one of our textbooks. I'm like, wow, that's cool. Yeah, we've been looking for things for years. There's like, for every artist in soundscape, there is a bio, but there's also a suggested album and the whole playlist. I was very fortunate. I don't know if you've heard of the Space Age artist El Gomez, and he did a lot of the Space Age, you know, and so I was able to get the rights to use that for the book cover. So I felt like it all came together. I got a nice book cover with the Space Age, and it's sort of like, you know, a little collector's thing for the Bachelor Den, you know, and so I'm really proud of it. And I think, I have them all three right now sitting on my coffee table, and they're small enough to really just be a nice little reference. And I still use my own references. I'm like, I need to go find out what album this is on. So what I'm finding really great too, Coop, is a lot of people that are new to the scene now are like really getting into the scene because like, oh wow, I have a book now. I know if I go to a record show, I have, you know, I could take that with me and look for things.
All right, tell us the best place to grab the book.
It's all over the world. Usually the easiest is Amazon, and no matter where you live in the world, like if you're in Amazon UK, you know, if you're in United Kingdom, Amazon UK, Amazon.com in the US, Amazon, I guess, AU, Australia for you guys, you know. Yeah. All over there, and then you can order, you know, any of my books from almost any store, like Barnes and Noble or whatever. Just go there, and they'll order it for you if you prefer that.
Soundscape, the Space Age Bachelor Pad Companion, out right now. Thanks, James. Here's one from that same book, Bob Thompson. Nice on the Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation.
Well, you got the pipes for it.
Hello, darling.
Hi.
Coop.
Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
De Cocktail Nation.
It's the ideal life. Pleasure, variety, it's fabulous. You ought to try it.
Cocktail Nation with Cooper.
Thank you.
Nation with Jet Set Sweden, the man from Thrush. Also played a track that we played last week, Quincy Jones, Peter Gunn theme. And of course, Jason White from SpyVibe.com stops by every month to talk about spies. And last week, we talked about Peter Gunn. I just love that tune. Had to give it another spin. This week in Lounge Life magazine, remembering when Americans picnicked in cemeteries. Got a whole bunch of pictures up on the Lounge Life magazine. It's hilarious when you think about it. What a strange place to go have a picnic. Well, around the turn of the century, it was very common. The reason's not so weird. It's mostly because a lot of people had very young children die because of things like plague and whatnot. So they felt kind of close to them to go to the cemetery and have a picnic. You know, I have a feeling that security would be called very, very quickly these days if you wanted to have a go at that. But hey, maybe give it a go. Also in Lounge Life magazine, once a getaway where bunnies frolicked, now a black hole. Of course, the Playboy Club, for many, a glamorous escape within reach of the city. But over the years, this particular one has eroded into squalor, and the pictures will absolutely amaze you. Anyway, more on that in Lounge Life magazine. It's your free retro magazine. I update it regularly, put in some great little vintage stories for you, so check it out today. Links via my website, cocktailnation.net. Here's Laura Ainsworth and an occasional man on the Cocktail Nation.
Take a tip and play an occasion. Cocktail Nation. Coop Cooper. So cool, his drinks don't need ice.
Shout it. All right, from the treetops. No doubt about it. I'm in love. Bells ring. It's got that something. I'm sure of one thing. I'm in love. Flying. I feel like flying. I keep trying to reach the stars that hide you, angel. Please don't forsake me. Fly down and take me. I'm in love. Flying. Yeah, flying. I keep trying to reach the stars that hide you, angel. Please don't forsake me. Fly down and take me. I'm in love. Yes, I'm in love. Look out. Yes, I'm in love. Straight ahead. Yes, I'm in love. Yep.
Coop Cooper on the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation with McClenty Hunter. And a new song called Autumn, also playing Buddy Greco and I'm in Love.
On de Cocktail Nation, it is Dear Cooper.
You can write to me anytime via the email, thecocktailnation@gmail.com. You can send me audio, I'll play that. And you can get in touch via the social media pages as well. You can always contact me, I will always write back. And don't worry, I don't bite. Alexandra from Bora Bora, who writes, Dear Coop, thanks for the great work you do each week on the Cocktail Nation. Many years ago, I hung out with the band members from Combustible Edison. Oh, lucky you. She says, we had a ball after a concert one night, and I was just wondering if you could play a track. The one I'd like to hear is Spy vs. Spy from Combustible Edison. Absolutely lucky gal you are. Actually, pretty lucky to live in Bora Bora, too. That's pretty nice. Here's Combustible Edison on the Cocktail Nation.
Cooper.
You're a spy!
An ordinary black leather case with 20 rounds of ammunition here and here.
Why can't you just be a good boy and die?
You first.
You stand for everything I write against.
Well, this should be interesting.
Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation.
Tell me his name again.
Cooper.
Lounge Lothario DJ.
Cocktail Nation with Mr. Ho's Orchestronica and Sentimental Journey, also played Jimmy Psycho and Holiday in Cambodia. Now, people often ask me, what was your favourite interview on the Cocktail Nation? I reckon it was bongo player Jack Costanzo, who's still playing today. I remember asking him about how Stan Kenton first discovered him walking into a nightclub and he hired him.
He heard the show and he talked to me on the break and he says, I want to hire you to be my bongo player. And that's how we introduced bongos into jazz.
Wow.
Nobody knew anything about bongos. Anyway, he said to me, Jack, in 6 weeks you will be known. Kenton in those days, Coop, was the most famous band in the world.
Yeah.
And so when someone was in that band, people knew everything about them. They knew how many times they went to the bathroom during the day. Oh, yeah, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, amazing stuff. Amazing man, amazing player, Jack Costanzo and Taboo on the Cocktail Nation.
Pretty, 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 please. I'm gonna pout a bit till you give out a bit. And you really insist, so tell me, honey lamb, just how sweet I am. Whisper soft and sweet and gentle, cause you know I'm sentimental. I like what you say, so you say what you like. My heart alone will tell me if you rate the love you're waiting for. So coax me a little bit, coax me a little bit, a little, 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 little bit, a little, 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 little bit, a little, 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 little bit, a little, little bit more.
Donation with Lee Press on Coax Me a Little Bit. Also play Kenny Sasaki and Night
of Go. Scoop Cooper, lounge leader with you. Website, cocktailnation.net. Got some great stories on there. Links to my books as well. You might like to check out some of the books. We've got two Cocktailnation books on the interviews that are up there, available for purchase. The free Swank Advice book, and also my fiction book, Licato Prince, Accidental Assassin. And in the middle of writing the follow-up to the Licato Prince book. So I think you'll enjoy this one. It's coming up soon anyway. World of Swank gig guide now for pastimealbumclocks.com. Coming up May 12, My Time Madness in Melbourne, Florida. Hookie Lau, June 6, June 22, the Utrecht Gallery. We've got the mid-century curated exhibition. Some regular gigs at the Golden Tiki. They've got the Sharps on a Thursday night in Vegas. And in Dallas, Texas, the Bourbon and Banter on a Wednesday night. Ricky Derrick has a regular gig. TikiCon, July 13 and August 8, Tiki Oasis. They've also got their South Seas Cinema on the go as well. If you've got an event on, I don't care if you're a small band, let me know. I'll promote it for you on the show and via the website. Here's Julie London, and it's wonderful, The Cocktail Nation.
It's wonderful, it's marvelous, you should care for me. Awfully nice, it's paradise, it's what I long to see. You made my life so glamorous, you can't blame me for feeling amorous. It's wonderful, marvelous, that you should care for me. It's wonderful, marvelous, you should care for me. Awfully nice, it's paradise, it's what I long to see. You made my life so glamorous, you can't blame me. Wonderful, marvelous, that you should care for, that you should care for me.
Twitter handle, Cocktail Nation. Follow the lounge leader today.
Cocktailnation with Christopher De Groot and Voodoo Clues. Next week, we talk about a tiny little tiki restaurant in a place where you wouldn't expect to find one. More on that next week. Going to leave you with Jackie Gleason, lovely to look at, which is something I think of whenever I shave. Stay here.